everybody, and welcome to the Nosebleed Section Podcast. I'm Pat McDonald. My guest tonight is Waverly senior Dalton Davis, member of the Wolverines football squad, wrestling team as well, and obviously been through quite a journey here over the last year or so dealing with Hodgkin's lymphoma. Dalton, thanks for joining us here.
Yeah, thank you.
So let's talk about it. Let's go back to the beginning. When did you first find out that you were diagnosed with Hodgkin's lymphoma?
So January 1st was the official date that they told me I had Hodgkin's, but I was in the hospital the day prior up at Guthrie just from sickness, and they told me that, you know, it was more than an infection because my red blood cells were very high. So from there it was transferring me to Geisinger, the Children's Hospital, and from there they did all their tests and found out that I had Hodgkin's.
So what brought you in, just feeling run down a little bit?
Yeah, so no, like the whole, probably a month and a half prior, I was starting to like get really fatigued, wasn't really doing as well. And then finally one morning, I woke up just coughing really bad, and I was having terrible pains, like pains everywhere that normally with a cough I wouldn't have. And just told my mom, and she's like, well, let's just be safe and let's go to the doctor, just make sure it's nothing. And we went to Watkins first, and they're like, well, it's lower, it's because of my lower body, and they're like, well, we can't really do nothing. So we went to the emergency room, and from there they took my blood, and from there they found out that it wasn't looking too good. And then I ended up getting a CAT scan, and this CAT scan told us that I definitely had some sort of cancer, just not sure what. Originally they did tell me that they thought I had leukemia, but they didn't want to say it for certain. And then that from there I got transferred and did all the stuff down at Geisinger.
So obviously Hodgkin's lymphoma, a little better diagnosis than leukemia, right? So,
oh yeah, much better.
So good news out of the start, but kind of go through, what was that treatment like? What did you have to go through?
Yeah, so I did two rounds of chemotherapy, so 2 months worth of that, and that was tough, you know. I was luckily I was every other week, but it wasn't easy, you know. Get home that first day and, you know, waking up from it, you feel like total crap. You know, terrible stomach pains, headaches, fevers, just every sickness you could combine you had. And I had a hard time getting up, very stumbling over my feet, just dizzy. But yeah, and then from there afterwards, I did around 3 months of every other week of immunotherapy, which luckily wasn't as bad on my body, but there was a couple days where after the treatment, you know, I felt like the same symptoms, but much better than chemo. And that all that was really just making sure that any last like surviving cancer cells were dying off, and then helping my body also get back to a point where I could do stuff.
Now, did you lose the hair and everything like that?
Yeah, so no, I started losing my hair after the first one, and we, you know, buzzed it all off. All the normal stuff that you'd get from chemo, buzzing it, had to buzz the hair, because that was just a wreck, you know, wake up, hair in your mouth, hair all over. So, you know, you got to do what you got to do, but.
Were there days where you had doubts in your mind, you know, about the health in general and about getting back to the field at some point?
Oh, yeah, no. From the very first appointment, they're like, well, it depends on how bad it is and what stage I was, that they're like, there's a chance that you could never play your senior year of any sport. So I was doubtful for a while. I was really down. It's like, you know, I live around sports, so like not being able to play, especially your senior year, which is like your biggest year when trying to go to college. So, you know, I was very doubtful at first, but after my second scan, I was really thankful when they told me like everything, all the lymph nodes were starting to go down in size. So I started to gain some back, and I was like, all right, maybe there still is a chance I'll be able to play.
Now talk about the family support and community support you received over this last year.
Oh yeah, no, it was crazy. You know, my first day back home, I had all families from, you know, just my teammates, they came down and they were giving me stuff and just telling me, you know, keep your head up, you got this, kid. And then the community, oh my, that was the biggest, you know. As soon as they found out they had the basketball game versus WeGo, and all the money went to, you know, my family to help us with everything. And, you know, I was so thankful, because it really helped me also know that, like, it's not just me and my family going through like this. It's all the communities around us. And not even that, like, Athens helped out, like, the one cooking class did a big, like, they were selling cake pops, and they gave some of it to us. So it was really nice seeing, you know, all the schools from all around in our district and, you know, all come together to help me. So it felt really good.
Now, I know I've on this podcast before, I've talked to Timmy Ward from Canton, PA, obviously went through the same stuff that you did, now in his third year playing Division I football at Rutgers. Do you know the Timmy Ward story? And have you, reached out? Are you guys talking about?
Oh, yeah. No, he was one of the first persons to reach out with me. And, you know, I can't remember it like straight, like the full thing, but he sent me a quote that, you know, just basically told you, like, this is going to be, you got to be patient with it. It's going to be tough, but the outcome will be better than ever. And, you know, I just thought about that every day. Like, you know, I got to keep going, not for myself, but for my family. And, you know, he was a big support, especially, you know, him being from around here. So, yeah, it helped. And, you know, that just, it helped me knowing, like, if he did it at a worse stage than me, then there's no reason why I can't fight to keep going.
Absolutely. And talk about Kids Can't Fight Cancer Alone, a great group around here. Obviously, Timmy's mom, one of the founders of that, Michelle, but talk about how great that group is.
Oh my gosh, it was outstanding. Once, you know, when they came to us and they helped us with a lot. You know, all the stuff that they do, not just for me, but for all kids that are around here. You know, it's I'm so grateful for them. If it wasn't for them, you know, I don't think I would have done as good as I did. You know, they were always there for me, and even after, you know, they asked me to do some stuff, and I felt really good knowing that even after I finished with everything and found out that they still wanted me to come out and do stuff for them. So I'm very grateful for that.
Yeah, kind of talk about that. Have you sense that you're kind of a role model to some other kids now around here, especially you fight through this kind of stuff, and especially maybe you can be that Timmy Ward to somebody else down the line?
Yeah, no, I find, like, I've had a lot of kids come up and ask about it and that, but I also have had some kids come up to me that are going through hard times and like, well, how'd you do it? You know, I explained to them that you just got to keep your head up. You know, you're going to have bad days. You're going to have good days. The good days, you keep good. And the bad days, you got to find a way to make them good.
Let's talk about a good day. I saw the video of you ringing the bell the other day. What was that moment like?
Oh, you know, I've been waiting for that. Cause, you know, originally I thought that as soon as they did the last scan and told me that I was like cancer free from there, I thought I was ringing the bell that day. So what they do is they like to do it. You 3 months, you get another scan, and they like to wait after that one to make sure. So when that day come, when this past Monday came up and it was time, you know, I finally felt that was the end of the chapter of knowing, like, I'm officially, as of right now, cancer free, but not an end, because, you know, I still have to go. I'm in remission, so the 5 years, but it really put to it that, like, you know, I don't have to worry about it as much anymore now. So it was amazing. And just that, the people there, I'm so thankful for them. And they made me feel like they were home to me also, you know, being there every other week. You know, they found ways to make me feel happy even at the age I was. You know, they're not used to dealing with kids that old. You usually get the littler kids. So just made me feel like at home, like I was with my family.
Obviously a huge moment there, but another huge moment happened earlier this year, getting back on the football field with your squad this year, and not only getting back on the field, you know, and you're not sitting on the bench, you know, you're out there playing every day for them, right? Every Friday night. So what was that moment like to just get back with your team?
Oh, it was great. You know, those people from there, they've helped me a lot. You know, I knew a couple of them coming in the Waverly when I transferred, but not a lot. And, you know, they just, within those first couple weeks being there, I felt at home. And now just being able to play with all of them again, you know, I'm grateful for it, because I didn't think I was going to be able to play. And it just, in my mind, it was like, it sucked for me knowing that I had to give away my sophomore year because of the transfer rules. And I kept my head high. You know, I did everything I could. I helped on scout team, and we went out there and they won a state championship. So that made me happy. And then junior year, I had a good junior year, you know, did the best I can behind, you know, the kids that were there, outstanding. So, and now just this year after everything, knowing that, you know, I'm going to be back, just felt great.
Yeah, what it take to get back on the field? Obviously, getting back in uniform is one thing, but being in shape
is
another. What kind of work do you have to put in?
It was tough, you know. So we do the early workouts with Coach Rick. So I was doing them even when I was on chemo. So the weeks that I was off, you know, that Tuesday and Thursday, I was there at the field training with them, doing the best I could. And then the days I weren't, you know, I was at home doing my own stuff, but I was in the weight room every day, even with it, doing the stuff that I could do, you know, with the port in, wasn't able to do as much as you like, you know, can't bench or anything, can't deadlift. So I was just doing everything to make sure that if I got told that I was able to play, that I was in good condition enough to where I could at least get through the first couple games and then find my way back to how I used to be.
Yeah, definitely playing well now. Back, are you back to 100%, you think, or still getting there?
I think I'm pretty close. You know, there's still times where I think I get winded where I used to not, but you know, I still put the work in every day. You know, still going as hard as I can at practice to just get everything back to how it was. But I'd say I'm pretty close to back to 100.
And then obviously, playoff time now is here, taking on Norwich Friday night. Either Emmy or Wigo on the horizon if you get through Norwich, obviously, but Norwich is key first. What's it going to take to make a deep playoff run this year?
You know, it's like same thing as last year. We got to take one game at a time. You know, right now we're 0-0. Doesn't matter what we did in the regular season. We did what we had to do to get top seeded, and now it's go time. Now it's win or go home. So, you know, we're taking one game at a time, really taking our time to dissect film and look at it and see what new stuff they're doing, because we played them week 3. So it's been a little bit. So just sitting down, really looking at what they do now as a team. But I think we're ready to go. You know, I think the difference from this year and last year is I think last year we got ahead of ourselves. We really thought that we'd go the full way, and we were worried about that game, but we were also worried about who we're gonna have next. And right now, all we're worried about is Norwich.
Obviously, this playing Norwich one last time at Memorial Stadium. What's that gonna be like?
It's gonna be sad, you know. You know, I never thought I was gonna transfer in the first place. So, but it's been a home now, and being my last year, you know, that field has become my home now. You know, I'm there every day almost, even out of the season. We're there, even other sports. We're there doing workouts. So, it definitely is gonna be sad, but I know that field has a lot of memories, and memories that are good and bad that I'm gonna keep with me for ever. So,
and What are the future plans after you get out of Waverly?
I'm hoping to go to college and wrestle. That's my goal. But, you know, my main goal is just go to college, get an education. You know, I want to keep going with that. And then wherever that lands me, hopefully get a good job out of college and just do the best I can and find things that I like to do.
Yeah, we talked earlier about the support. Talk about that wrestling community. Obviously, I'm part of the Duels on Desmond. We had you there, and I'm going to donate some money to you guys. And what's that wrestling community like?
Oh, that was great. You know, even during season, you know, they made the shirts and all that for me, and teammates wearing stuff, especially Cooper. You know, he asked me if he could wear my shoes, and I was like, I didn't think anything of it. I was like, oh, yeah, because he's worn them before. So I was like, yeah, you can wear them. And then once they, you know, he sent me the picture with the purple laces and told me, like, all this is for you, and, you know, I was very grateful. And then everything with like Duels on Desmond, like, I'm very grateful for what you guys did for me. You know, I really thought this year, like, I was going to put in for that and try to wrestle if I got picked. And then when I found out everything, it's like, you know, it sucks, because my main sport, in my opinion, is wrestling. That's what I want to do out of school. So like when I found out, you know, that's done, I was heartbroken, because I had a lot of tournaments set up to go to. And yeah, but the wrestling community was great, you know. Everywhere people had shirts on, even from other places, with, you know, the little stuff that we had on it. So I was very grateful for the wrestling community.
Well, next year, hopefully this summer, we'll get you on Duels on Desmond wrestling. Last thing we do here is some rapid fire questions. Favorite subject in school?
Math.
Favorite local restaurant?
Applebee's, probably.
Favorite TV show?
I don't have one. No. I don't watch TV that much.
How about a movie?
Probably The Sandlot.
Favorite pro sports team?
49ers.
And then finally, a bucket list sporting event to attend?
Probably one of the top matches for Penn State wrestling.
Never been?
Never been one.
Well, definitely got to get you there. Yeah, yeah. They're awesome. So that is Dalton Davis from Waverly Football, getting ready to take on Norwich on Friday night to kick off the playoffs. Dalton, thanks for stopping by the Nosebleed Section podcast and just sharing your story.
Yeah, thank you.
And that's going to do it for this edition of the Nosebleed Section. If you guys have an idea of who to have on next year, you can reach out through Facebook on Choice 102's Facebook page, or send me an email, pat.mcdonald@radiganmedia.com. That is Dalton Davis on the Nosebleed Section. Thanks for stopping by.
Thank you.